Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Are you going to see family or anything?
Nope, they are coming to see us.
Oh.
My mom and grandma are getting on airplanes for the first time. My grandmother is in her 80s and
Whoa.
Has never been on a plane before, ever.
Oh, wow.
And my mom has not been on a plane in 40 years, almost.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow.
So it's kind of big for the two of them.
Yep.
But last year they came on a train, and it took 5 days for them to get here. And I said, you're going to be stuck in a speeding metal tube in the air instead of on the ground and for significantly less time.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I was, you know, we're making the annual trek to Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was looking at train tickets and just, you know, thinking of possible alternatives to the 2 days on the road.
Yeah.
And it was intriguing. I mean, sometime I think I would get into that, taking a train from Chicago to Jackson.
I've heard great things. I mean, I've heard it's really awesome, and you do get to see the country, and you don't have to worry about driving. And
right. It was a little more pricey than I was hoping for the whole family, you know?
Yeah, and for Thanksgiving. I think maybe if you were going to, what do you call? It's not flying, training.
Yeah.
If you were going to go probably not during a holiday, you might get a better deal.
Maybe.
And you can usually find those 2-for-1 specials there, too.
Right. So
happy podcast.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Yeah. It's actually, we're still a few weeks away, but.
But it's November now.
Yeah. The significance of Thanksgiving is that we will be airing the Thanksgiving special called Table Talk, I believe. I hope I have that right. The Down Gilead Lane episode, the weekend, you know, that comes after Thanksgiving. So anyway, but we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about the end of season 12.
Which it hasn't quite ended yet, but we are nearing the end. So we're podcasting on a weekly basis to give you the latest and greatest information.
The end episodes, the chunk of episodes that are going to end it. I'm Steve O'Dell. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
I'm not.
No, that's
Lori.
Lori Twitchell. She's the writer. I'm the producer. And you are our listening family. Thank you for listening.
Our faithful, loving fans.
To Down Gilead Lane. So we've gotten a lot of great response on episode 1210, The Journey Home.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you couldn't. I mean, that was a great episode.
So we want to get into the discussion, and we've got some interesting discussion on that episode.
Nothing involving ginger ale.
No, not this time. My take, real quick, Lori.
Yeah.
What I loved about this episode, because, you know, I rarely get to weigh in. You know, we try to save space for our listeners. But I thought it was really cool, just kind of the metaphor of rescue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how Monica, you know, finally gets to that point.
Yes.
And she is desperate for God to show up, you know, and that's where we're all at.
I was going to say, that seems to be what happens.
Where we turn our lives over to Jesus and he shows up and he rescues us. And just the idea of ransom and rescue and redemption. I don't know. It's just kind of like we have been taken captive by our enemy Satan, and Jesus has done all he could do to rescue us. So,
you know, funny you mentioned that, because I was just in a meeting last night with 900 women at our church, and we had a very nice group of those women stood up and accepted Christ, and it was literally in response to the idea, are you going to let Satan continue to control your life and keep you in captivity?
Right.
And that fits well with this episode, in captivity.
Yep. And I mean, really, since the Garden of Eden, we have kind of been in captivity. We keep coming back to Adam and Eve, too, this season. That's kind of weird. anyway, just kind of got this unlikely hero, you know? It's like Bill Mincer has been kind of a
ambiguous
character, and I mean, there's still some mystery there, you know. Mm-hmm. But we had a question about Bill Mincer, which we'll get to when we open up the mailbag. But that's enough of my take on the episode. What did people have to say at the blog, Lori?
Well, there were a lot of comments on the blog.
Yeah.
We have been, of course, keeping up on that. And I do have to say, yes, we do approve comments. And sometimes on the weekends, I'm just not near the computer. So be patient. I promise to get there and approve comments. I have had a couple of people who come to me in other venues and say, would you please, please, please approve my comment?
Yeah.
You know, I tend to try and take my weekends off. And I know you guys listen to Gilead on the weekends, so I do my best. But if it's not there, I promise get it there. So that being said,
yes,
we have quite a few entries on this one, which I was expecting. This is a big episode.
Yep.
Jane was freaking out that Monica Richter is finally a Christian. It's fantastic. She says she was right. He is the only one in control, nobody else. In hard times, you learn to trust in him because you can't trust you.
Yeah. Yep, so, that was a good... I mean, that's been kind of a message that we've been hitting all season long, even starting in, you know, when Monica was in jail. So.
Right, and that's one of the things that we've worked towards with our writing. We put that out there. Monica likes to always be in control.
Right.
And with Christ, you can't be in control. So as you've watched all season, we have gradually taken that control right out of Monica's hands.
Yep.
And you might recognize that if you go back and listen to some earlier episodes, even prior to this season, you can see Monica liking to be in control.
Yes.
She enjoys it.
Hey, I'm going to jump in here real quick because we had a review next from Renslow. But I also got an audio review from Renslow this week.
Yes.
So let's let him give his review in his own words. Renslow?
Hey, this is Renslow, and I thought I'd give my review of this week's episode, The Journey Home. Well, first of all, I'm glad Monica wasn't arrested. I was also really glad to find out that Mr. Mincer was working against Saturn Nine Investment Group. Another thing that I loved about this episode, though, was the action. It was great. The sound effects were awesome. All of it was just great. Kudos to the sound effects guy. I loved how the cars were trying to push them off the road. The rain there was really good, too. All of it was just, again, just awesome. But of course, my favorite part was when Monica became a Christian. The season is really starting to wrap up now. I'm starting to see the end now. This is getting really exciting. Oh, and as far as my ratings go on this episode, there is not a number on this earth that can describe how much I love this episode. Can't wait till next week's episode. And for now,
this is Renslow signing off.
Wow, yeah. That was...
That's huge.
Yeah, and I agree.
Oh, so, yeah.
So thank you for that review, Renslow. All right, do we have another review from the blog we want to read?
Oh, sure, we have lots of reviews from the blog. Yeah. A lot of people wanted to comment on this episode and get their opinions in. Brendan said it reminded him of a few things. It reminded him of the audio drama that John used to write.
Huh.
I thought that was kind of interesting because I didn't think about that. But it seems that one of those characters was also stripped of everything he held dear before he became a Christian. I just really think that sometimes that's where God needs you to be. That's a common thing. Because if you have your comfort around you, then what's the point?
Right.
You know? Right. And he also said that this reminded him of Shades of Chartreuse and the way it kind of jumped around a little bit.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, that was interesting. You know, getting the same event happening from two different perspectives, you kind of have to follow it on one, and then you have to kind of like back up and see how it plays out on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with Caleb and the kids. So,
yes,
that's interesting.
You do. So we had that from mm-hmm. Brendan. We also heard from Cat Loves to Write,
yep.
who said this was totally worth waiting a week for. And as usual, Mr. Fornoff does not disappoint. And then Cat Loves to Write says, well, I mean, that one episode where Tom died was kind of a different kind of disappointment, even though it was, you know, really good. But
right.
But anyway, Cat Loves to Write loved this. Monica is saved, added to the Book of Life. Next, we need to work on Tiffany. So I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Dave, you know, Dave, our longtime reviewer.
Oh, yeah.
It felt so unreal to hear Monica finally give in to God.
Yeah.
And Dave says he knew the moment was coming, but it still surprised me when she actually did allow her children to guide her through a prayer of salvation.
Right.
And he said, good thing Tiffany was asleep. So that's pretty high praise coming from Dave, you know?
Yeah.
That Daniel, long, long thing.
Sure.
But he's the funny thing is that was a lot packed into one episode.
Yes.
Because it was. And he said the change of emotions was drastic from scene to scene with my heart literally thumping near the middle of the show. So pretty interesting there.
Yep.
And there's still a lot of questions.
Yeah. Yep.
Who is Bill Mincer?
Hmm.
Who is this man? Is he a good guy or bad guy? Does, you know, what is his end game?
Yeah. Oh, good question. So, and we've got a little bit of backstory that we'll explore when we get to the mailbag.
And we've got Tessa. When I first heard the scary voice of Mr. Satter, I was so scared for Monica, but I give this episode, I don't even know how many stars it is. It's 3, 6, 9, 12, 14, or 12, 15, 18, 21 zeros at the end of the one. So
yes.
Bajillion, gillion.
Right.
Brobigdillion stars.
Out of five. Yes.
And so, and we also heard from M. Taggy, who isn't reviewing the show because M. Taggy wants to listen to them all together at once. But there is a comment about publishing the Gilead Bible, which we'll get to that later.
Okay.
I mean, I just wanted to make sure everybody got kind of a fair shake in there. There's a lot of there's a lot of comments. If your comment wasn't read, I'm sorry. We just don't have time to read everybody's. But
we just hit the highlights here.
Yeah, check on the blog. And what is that blog address, Mr. Odell?
That blog is funcast.gileadlane.org. Go there, click on the blogs, and find the appropriate thread to review the one you want to review. Or another way to go about getting your review on the podcast would be to do like Renslow did, and also Austin did the same thing. Let's hear Austin's audio review for 1210.
Hey, Stephen, Laurie. I just had to record my review of this episode rather than write it. It sounds a lot better when it's recorded. This episode, 1210, was awesome, awesome, awesome. I can't say enough good things about it. I was listening to it on the floor of my sister's room. And when Monica was talking about being out of control, I kept saying, come on, come on. When she finally said, I was crying while she was praying too, that she believed, I jumped off the floor and shouted, yes! I felt so happy for Monica. I'm sure Tom would have been praising with the angels then. Also, the action-adventure scenes were awesome, too. I'd have to say this is the best DD show ever. I give it a billion stars out of five. And John Forna, this is your best writing ever. I better stop now or I never will. Love the show.
Very nice. Yeah. Cool.
Very
thank
cool.
You. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for participating. And so I think that brings us to...
Mailbag?
Yep.
It's kind of unique for us to do one episode at a time.
Yeah.
Because usually we're heading into the discussion of the next episode.
Right.
But as Daniel said, these episodes are so hugely packed.
Yep.
With so much information, there's no way to do that. So
like Captain Cal just said, yes, we do have to, as always, stick with our tradition of opening the mailbag with a haiku. And we got a call this week. Yes, we got a call on the comment line from Grace, and I'll just play her whole message.
Not our Grace, a different Grace.
Yeah, no, a different Grace. Very concise, very clear. Well done, Grace. She has a little review herself and then the haiku, and we'll just go ahead and let her do her thing.
Excellent.
Hi, Stephen, Laurie. My name is Grace Bean. I'm 13 years old, and my family and I love listening to Down Gilead Lane. We've been listening since the beginning and love the show, and I think you get a 5 star out of 5 on every episode. I especially love season 13, and here's a haiku I made for you. So here goes. Monica's running, now going to jail again. What will happen next?
Yeah, good one.
Awesome. Yeah. I loved hearing that. I get so excited when people call us and leave messages, and
So if you'd like to do that, you know, there's always an opportunity to get into the podcast that way. If you're in the U.S., it's toll-free. The number is 877-937-5397. Okay, so let's take a look at the emails that we have here. Just going to hit a few. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from Austin, and I believe it's the same Austin who sent us the little audio file we just heard. But mm-hmm. he says, I just heard your latest podcast, and I have to correct you on something. Uh-oh. There are 18 specials, not 17.
Oh, my. Did Steve get something wrong?
Well, I will explain myself in a moment. Let me just finish. Also, I live in New Mexico, where my parents are missionaries to the Navajo Indians. That is so cool.
That's awesome. I love that.
And I love that. Part of the country. My grandparents years and years ago lived in Arizona. They lived in Tucson. And it's just such a different kind of geography and landscape. And it was just always fun to visit there when I was a kid. So anyway, so I would love to come visit you sometime, Austin, in New Mexico, and see what you do there with the Indians. Anyway, a question for the next podcast, which would be this one that we're doing right now. Will DGL air daily on the radio when it's finished, like go into syndication? Oh, he knows all the lingo.
All the lingo, yeah.
And will the DGL website still keep running? All right. Wow, thanks for those questions. First of all, okay, so there are 18 episodes that are designated as specials, but one of them is a two-parter, and so we consider it one special, all right? That is Spring Broke, Part 1 and Part 2. That's actually designated special, I believe, 7A and 7B.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's where we get 17 because we just consider that one. And I think probably Austin is considering that two distinct episodes. Anyway, syndication.
So Steve,
okay,
Steve saves his reputation.
Let's move on to the other question. You know, we haven't really made any decisions on, you know, taking the show to a daily release. For the time being, we're going to continue it as a weekly release and air the reruns on a weekly basis. There have been a few stations that have communicated interest in doing a daily. So who knows? The catch there, the downside there is that, you know, when you have like 160 whatever episodes we're going to end up with, mm-hmm. that sounds like a lot until you start going daily, and that doesn't even really fill up 1 year. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
That you go through the whole catalog in like half a year that way. Well,
mm-hmm.
almost. So who knows? If we had, you know, like a few hundred more episodes, then that would make sense. But right now we're not quite sure. So,
and you never
knows.
Know how many door, what kind of doors that God might open.
Yep.
We are always open to what God has planned for DGO.
Definitely.
So we'll see.
As for the other question, yes, we will definitely, you know, keep the website going, and we may even, you know, who knows, we may even add some features to that. So
we are in discussions about that. See, as we have mentioned before, DGL is completing, we're nearing the end of it, but Steve and I are not going anywhere.
Right.
We're still around, and you know, we have a lot of ideas and a lot of creativity, and you never know what you might see from us. So
yeah,
just keep watching. You guys
just
know where to find
keep
us
watching. That's right. Okay, next email comes from, I hope I'm getting the name right, it's a really cool name, Nirel. Hi, my name is Nirel, and I am a listener from Cleveland, Ohio. Also a friend of Sam. I believe Sam had a comment on the blog there. Cool. I have been listening to this program since the beginning. Well, my thoughts, this is interesting, are that Monica should die and go to heaven so Tom Richter sees his vision answered. And also, Mr. Key comes in during the last program.
Wow.
So I think what Nirel is saying is that our last episode should take place in heaven, maybe?
That's a good thought.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I think of the end of the last Chronicles of Narnia book, you know, the last battle. That one pretty much ends by saying, And everything that happened up to this point, all of the books, all of the stories, were just the cover and the title page, and the real story was just about to begin it.
Right.
To begin. So, I mean, like, wow, that is a great way to end a story by saying this whole thing has really been just the
just a blurb on the back.
Right. Just the scratching of the surface, and now the real story begins. And so, who knows? That's kind of a cool idea.
It is.
All right.
And but you never know. You're going to have to listen to see how it ends.
Right, right. We're not going to say that that's how we're doing it or that that's how not how we're doing it.
Right.
We're not going to say. And then this one comes from Alan. And Alan asks, Bill Mincer was mentioned in the latest episode. What position does he hold? Who is he? And so, yeah, if you have kind of like come in here somewhere halfway through this story, it might be kind of like, who is this guy? So we probably should do just a quick little review. The first time we ever heard from Bill Mincer was when people were coming to look at Mr. Key's property after he had died. And his
and all those people came through Mr. Key's house. And the kids were watching.
His house and his land were for sale. And a lot of people were looking. And we had families. And we had some people who were kind of like strange to think of as being, you know, neighbors of the Morrison. Some people that it was like totally makes sense that they would belong on Gilead Lane. Mm-hmm. But then there was this guy who just kind of like was a little mysterious, and he showed up and he helped Hope, you know, with her basketball shot, and seemed like a nice guy. And then we heard from him here and there and different places, and found out that he was there to help the Peace of Heaven group make their move, their transition into Coleraine. And so he was in some way kind of like working for Peace of Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And seems like we saw him in a scene where Justin was at work when he was interning at Peace of Heaven for the summer. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of like see him here and there. And like when the bulldozer was poised, ready to knock down Grace's house, he was one of the people who showed up. You know, and he seemed kind of regretful, right, Lori?
Right,
yes.
He's one of those ambiguous characters. Right. What is his endgame?
He showed up when it was determined that because of the, you know, the wetland status of the back of Grace's property, that they weren't going to be able to do the you know, four-lane highway on top of Gilead Lane and right through Grace's house. He seemed to be happy to be able to give them that news.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he was there and
I do.
Had that conversation with the Morrisons and Grace. So anyway, but yet here he was showing up in Mr. Satter's office to do some kind of not real great job for Mr. Satter. So anyway, looks like for now he did the right thing. So we'll just kind of have to hang on and see what's next. But that doesn't really answer the question, Alan. Sorry. That's the best you're going to get from us. Okay. That was all we had for the reviews and the mailbag. Whew, we gotta move through this podcast quick, you know, because when we're doing
We're at the end, aren't we?
When we're doing them weekly, they got to be, you know, a little bit shorter. And so anyway, so great stuff from the blog, great stuff from the mailbag, and now we've got some great stuff from our brainstorm session when we initially mapped out this episode. Terry, John, Lori, Steve, talking about what this might be. Here you go.
So, no Morrisons yet again. Morrison kids.
Mm-hmm.
In this episode. I mean, maybe we would have room for something at the very end, like an epilogue type thing. And that would at least get some Morrison presence into the story. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thought.
What episode is that?
I'm saying that would be kind of like a closing scene, like an epilogue scene.
In your episode, John.
Hello, I need to pay attention. Hold on, what was that?
Okay. Sorry.
I thought you were talking about episodes 11 or 12. Okay.
No.
So,
sorry,
okay, you want you squeezing something else into this episode?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
We are building to the climax being salvation. That's
right.
The climax. But maybe there would be room for an epilogue scene or a denouement. I don't know the difference between the two, but the last scene being, you know, the Morrisons come to, like, visit and to see Caleb and to see Maya. Maybe it would be simpler. Maybe it would be just Michael going to visit Maya or calling her on the phone, and she explains that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be easier, but anyway.
Okay.
And that's secondary. I mean, really, the story is the thing, and that's kind of just more expository.
You sound like Shakespeare.
That's right.
Oh, the play is the thing.
All the world's a stage. Anyway.
Great.
Well, I'm excited.
Well, thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody's praying for me, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of that, here are some specifics to infuse into those prayers. I'm looking at my calendar right now.
Uh-oh.
And there is your glimpse into the brilliant masterminds behind Down Gilead Lane.
Yes, or perhaps a little twisted. Or maybe a little
never. Both. Well, probably. Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
So anyway, so that's that. We've got, now I don't know if we've ever done this, Lori, in one podcast.
Groundbreaking, without bulldozers.
I don't know if we have ever done a clip from the brainstorm and bloopers from the recording session, but yeah, come on, we are pulling out all
in one podcast.
That's right.
It's too much. It's just too much.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Here you go.
Oh, my.
And here's your coffee and your bag of beef jerky and Skittles. Here are the keys so you can drive my car back to school.
But you'll be electronically tethered. That means they'll know where you are 24/7.
Curses.
Blast.
That's pretty late. Is she okay?
She'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little pointed.
Well, I did what you told me to do.
Now this time I think I'll put the do on. How about?
All right, now I saw that coffee you were drinking. There are plenty of rest stops on the way back to school. Car's got a full tank of gas.
We're pulling over.
Look out! That guy's trying to run you off the...
Wow, sorry, that was not good.
That guy's trying to run you off the road!
Hang on!
I'm sorry, wow, how to mess up a scene with 10 words?
I can barely see Mr. Dittman's car behind us.
Mr. Dittman's car just ran into him!
We'll pull over.
Oh, I'm so sorry, let's keep going. Look out! That guy's trying to run you off the road!
Hold on!
I'm sorry, I did!
Okay, see, I'm just trying to drag this out as long as I can.
We'll milk this scene all night if we have to.
Oh, okay. One more time. From the top.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Once again, yes, I'm sorry. I've got the greatest job in the world. But we have come to the end of another podcast. Hey, don't forget, this weekend, Saving Messages. And, stop the presses. I'm going to reveal the title of 1212 Down Gilead Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Good night and God bless.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
look for that
big.
In 2 weeks. But this weekend, Saving Messages. We'll be back to talk about it next week, Lord willing. In the meantime, every day needs a big metal tube. See you later, everybody.
Bye.